From the War Memorial, the trail leads along 4th Street, the core of the town centre, with shops selling gifts, homeware, several bakeries, photographic goods, sweets, jewellery, books and stationery, ice cream, shoes and groceries. There is a delicatessen, two chemists, banks, estate agents, coffee shops, a post office, several pubs and restaurants. In the centre of the town is the Tourist Information Centre and Guildhall Clock Tower, and two of the oldest buildings in East Lou. The Golden Guinea is one of them.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be a sailor like the sailor.
Here's Captain Neil Birchwood Harper, who's a former master mariner, telling us about the restaurant.
The building which now houses the Golden Guinea restaurant, dating from 1632, was once the residence of Thomas Bond. He was the historian of Lou, and wrote a book about East and West Lou in 1823. Thomas was town clerk of Lou for 50 years. His grandfather and great-grandfather both served as mayor. In later life, Thomas was regarded as the most important man in both East and West Lou. The restaurant takes its name from a quantity of gold coins found hidden on the premises.
Home, I'd like to be home for a while.
Just past the Golden Guinea is the Ship Inn and the Salutation Pubs. At the Salutation, turn right under the arch next to the Tony Martin's Antiques Dealers. This alleyway leads to the harbour side, known as Granite Quay, and the ferry steps. Lou resident Ivor Toms talks about the distinctive inscription made out of pebbles on the front of the shop and Lou's history as a trading port for granite and minerals.
Home I'd like to be, home for a while.
Let's start at the bottom of Barbican Hill, which was the main road into Lou for many, many years. At the bottom is the Ship Hotel, which must have been a staging house for the people travelling through Lou, stopping overnight. Opposite is the Salutation, which is a wonderful pub, one of the oldest in Lou, I would think, with a slate floor which slopes towards the quay. It's full of pictures of the old fishermen, fishing boats. And it was the main place for all the shark fishing fraternity. They all used to end up in there after being out at sea all day, you know. Next to that is the antique shop, Tony Martin's, which, when I was a boy, was a shoe shop, which belonged to Reg Toms and Jack Toms. In the street side, under the window, it's been cemented with stones from the beach. In amongst this, if you look carefully, you can see the name Toms, which sort of jumps out at you after a while, you know. And next to this is the archway, a wonderful feature which runs straight out to the quay. If you go under the arch and straight out to the quay, before you get to the ferry steps on the quay, on the right-hand side is a new building, which used to be the granite works. This had a terrific history of cutting granite from cheese ring, which ended up all over the world. Calcutta docks, lighthouses, in actual fact, London Bridge, the one they sold to America, a lot of it was made on the quay in Lou. And from there you turn down the quay, and there used to be a big crane on the quay, wooden crane, next to the diesel. This is gone now, but that's where they used to load the big schooners, which went all over the world, you know, carrying granite. And also they used to have a railway came down there, with copper ore, china clay, granite, everything. It was a really industrious place at Lou at one time, you know. It was so important, they had two MPs, one for East Lou, one for West Lou.
The harbour side that once thronged to the sound of Cornwall's industrial past now specialises in fishing trips, coastal excursions and local food and drink. Now a renowned restaurant, the Old Sail Loft, was once a sail loft and chandler's. Lou resident, born and bred Edwina Hannaford, talks about her grandfather's career as a sailmaker and her family's maritime links.
Well, I do remember my granddad. He was 92 when he died, when I was 11 years old. But these memories really come from my mum, Mary Shore. She told me that the old sail loft, which is now a restaurant, upstairs he used to make his sails. And downstairs was a chandlery. Of course, this is back in the days when sail ruled the world, so there was no engines to get out of the harbour. You either rowed out or hoped you had a favourable wind. He used some very distinctive tools for his job. One was a leather palm that protected his hand from when he was sewing with these gigantic needles. And the other one was called a fid, which is a long conical-shaped tool for making holes along the edge of the sail. This was made out of heartwood, extremely hard. And my mum as well has lent all his tools to the Old Town Museum, so you can actually see his implements in the museum in Higher Market Street. Because there was no engines in the boats, they had to actually physically row. And I think there's some really good photographs in the museum of boats actually rowing out. And this is fishing boats, as well as quite large trading boats as well. There was one called the Florence, which my great-grandfather helped to build. And I read a report in a newspaper from the late 1800s, which said, the counter stern of the Florence nearly knocked over a gas lamp on the side of the quay. It was so tight turning in the river. You know, this is a vessel that was, 100 feet. It was huge, much, much bigger than the fishing vessels you have these days, which are perhaps, 40 foot. So I believe there are 1,000 people in Loo employed in boat building and allied trades back in the 20th and 19th century. I mean, it was a huge, huge business, and skills were passed on from father to son, from grandfather, all right the way through the generations. As you walk down past the fish quay, you come to a bit of the harbour side that's always known as Granite Quay. I believe that this was perhaps where the deepest draft vessels could moor, and they loaded up with granite that came down from the mines at Carradon, inland just north of Liscard. But it's still referred to as Granite Quay now.
This is now the end of this walking tour. There are others on the website.